just a couple penalties. I mean, I feel like we played a clean game, and that was exciting to, you know, it's a new offense and a lot of new stuff going on. That's hard to do. I mean, I felt like we did a great job of that today, and it was fun to watch those O-linemen go to work. You know, they're a great group of guys I've gotten to be really close with in this offseason. We're just having fun out there. That's it. I'm just so thankful because it's just it felt great walking off the field knowing our guys are loving the game. You know, they're loving the game. We're loving one another. We're playing for one another, and that's what this game's all about.
Skyler, in that first drive, 20 different guys played for you on the field, and you seem like you had a different personnel set for every snap you had. Is that challenging, or is that just a blast?
No, it's a blast. It's a blast. I mean, we got, you know, more credit going to our coaching. You know, they know where to put our certain personnel and put guys in positions to be successful for our football team. And they know how to set up plays for other guys. And, I mean, it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome to be back there. And just the best way to put it is just trust. You know, I trust our coaches so much, and I know that they're going to put us in great positions to be successful, and we just got to execute the best of our ability and do our job. You know, that's what it comes down to, and we did that today, and that's it, you know, the results, you know, reflected that.
Between being under center and all that pre-snap motion that you guys show, how much more comfortable were you with reading that defense before the ball's even snapped?
Yeah, well, you know, they did a lot what we expected today. And, you know, our coaches prepared us for that. You know, there wasn't really anything that they gave us that I was surprised with. But just with all the pre-snap motioning and the shift trade and little adjustments, it helps. It helps and it simplifies some things for me, and just helps me just play fast and make quick decisions and be efficient.
But at the end of the day, when you're averaging six yards a carry, it takes all the pressure off quarterback, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it opened up our whole offense. Our play action game was really, really good today. You know, we were throwing our quick game, you know, well, making plays off schedule when we needed to. But yes, when we're running the ball 6 yards a carry, and we're getting ahead of the sticks all day, I don't think we were in third and, you know, anything past third and five today. I mean, that's probably a scenario I've never been in, honestly. But it's fun to play in this offense, and it does take some pressure off of me to get our running game going. And it, you know, we just played well together today. I think that's what was awesome to be a part of, is whenever we're running the ball, we are running that freaking ball, and our receivers were out there blocking their butts off for them. Whenever our, you know, we got called to pass the ball, we made catches and made plays, and I just try to put the ball where our guys can just go make a play and be safe with it. So it was just fun to be a part of the day, and I'm thankful.
How did the atmosphere out there feel tonight?
It was crazy. It was nuts. Honestly, probably a day that I'll remember the rest of my life for sure. Just a lot of new stuff going on, a lot of new, you know, emotion and adrenaline. I mean, yeah, running out of the tunnel, I couldn't feel a bone feel a thing in my body. Honestly, it felt like I was running on clouds out there. But it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. Truly, just an atmosphere that I've dreamed about playing my entire life. And it was just so cool to see our fans get involved and stay for full quarters. I think, you know, in years past, it felt like some of our fans kind of, you know, left after halftime. And, yeah, I was looking around their fourth quarter, and that thing was still pretty full. And this is so fun. I think everybody's excited for what we got going on here. And it's you know, it was our fans' first time of getting a feel for what we can do, what we're capable of. And we displayed what we're capable of doing tonight. And the thing is, now we just can't be satisfied. Can't be satisfied. You got to keep pounding the stone, as we say. And, you know, keep eating the crumbs. You know, I think that's Coach Riley said that to me one day early on when I first met him in the spring. And he said, no matter how well you do or successful you are, you got to go back to eating the crumbs on the table and keep pounding it. So we're going to do that and get ready for Bowling Green. You know, enjoy this day. You know, it's well deserved. I'm happy for Coach Kleiman. it was so special just to see him and his family get to enjoy that. He deserves it, and it's just so much fun to go play for him. So much fun. I enjoy this today and tomorrow, and get ready for Bowling Green next week.
What kind of thing?